Hey, friend, and welcome to this short Monday mini episode. Now, I normally don't podcast on Mondays, but with it being a holiday week, not really a holiday week, well, the holiday is actually Thursday, but we tend to make this whole week kind of a holiday week, even if we're working. But I just wanted to put a couple of earworms in your head if you are trying to hit a health goal and or just want to make sure to stay the course during this holiday week. So hang on, we're going to get into it. Hey friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. So like I said, there are a couple of important things that I wanted to come at you with at the start of this week. Now, I wasn't planning on podcasting today, but I just felt like these two things were so important that I had to throw it up for a short little listen. Now, the first thing is something that I shared with the Redesigning Midlife private Facebook community over the weekend, and it kind of gnawed on me after I posted it. I just felt like it was so important that I needed to share it here in case you are not in that group. It is indeed a friendly and cautionary reminder to keep a heads up this week. You know, today feels like the first day of a holiday week, you know, with Thanksgiving on Thursday and the Christmas season kicking off on Friday. You know, you may be traveling or you may be having others travel to you. But regardless, this is a food heavy holiday, which makes it my absolute favorite. But let me give you a gentle reminder to just be aware and don't overdo it with food starting today. It's very easy to treat the whole week as a holiday week. We know Thanksgiving is a big food holiday. Friday may even be a big food holiday if you are traveling to do two different places. But it doesn't mean that you have to make the whole week about food. Now, I'm not telling you to not enjoy the week, but just to be mindful of how much you're eating and don't let food replace all of the other things and experiences that this week will be full of. This is especially important if you have a health or weight goal that you're trying to reach. And I don't mean to be pushy, but I'm hoping that you're going to thank me on the other side of this. At least I hope so. Now, second, I have a longer episode coming out on Wednesday to talk about four ways to get in your movement over Thanksgiving, especially while traveling. But I felt like there was one part of this upcoming episode that I wanted to come to you today with so that you can put it to more use before you leave for Thanksgiving if you're traveling. Now, if you're afraid of missing some workouts over Thanksgiving, first know that it is okay to miss a couple of days of working out. I mean, your fitness is not going to suffer. But if you're going to be away from home for longer than that, or just really want to make sure to get some movement in during this week, there's one thing that you need to do before you leave. Well, there's actually three things, and they're all very important. You need to research, you need to prep, you need to prepare. Now, I'm going to go into it more in detail in the next episode, but I will tell you today that if maintaining your workout schedule, your exercise routines, whatever, while traveling, you need to be sure to do all three of those things, with the most important of those being planning. For example, if you are planning to work out while away, you will need to plan to take some tennis shoes and some clothes to work out in. Otherwise, it's probably not going to happen. I mean, that's an easy example, but you get the point. Now, your research is going to have to do with things like, you know, where you're going, what you can do while you're there, what you're doing with your family while you're there in that schedule. And preparation has to do with things like, you know, what's the weather going to be like, depending on the type of workout that you would like to do, those sorts of things. So that's it for today. That's it for this short little episode. Two little reminder whispers in your ear to keep in mind this holiday week. Now, make sure to tune back in on Wednesday morning for the full deal on ways to get your movement in. And thanks for listening today. Make sure to check the show notes if you would like a link to join the private Redesigning Midlife Facebook group that I mentioned earlier in the episode. Till Wednesday, everybody. Keep it rolling. Be mindful. All right. See ya. Bye.